Today we start a new chapter, Babu Bayani fi Kathrati Turuqil Khair, the chapter on the different types and numerous avenues of doing good. The different types, different avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for doing good. In other words, Allah ta'ala has given us like a choice assorted as far as doing good deeds are concerned. So many different good deeds one can do to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can fast, a person can perform nafil salah, a person can perform, read Quran Sharif, sometimes a person can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can help the poor, the weak, the needy, a person can empathize, sympathize with people, a person can assist those in any form that he can assist, a person can educate, can teach somebody, a person can make zikr. So like that, there's a host of good deeds that a person may do to create the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from amongst the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like how a person has got many dishes on the table, for example, Eid day, and there's so many different dishes on the table for him to partake of. So like that, Allah ta'ala has made it such for the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see all these different avenues of doing good as different meals that are being presented, different meals that are being presented. And they want to see how they can participate in every meal that Allah Ta'ala is presenting to them. How they can have a share in Nafil Salat. How they can have a share in Takbir-e-Ula. How they can have a share in coming early to the Masjid. How they can have a share in Tahajjud Salat. How they can have a share in Awabin Salat. How they can have a share in Ishraq Salat. Chas Salat. How they can have a share in a person reciting Quran. In helping the weak, helping the poor. Having a share in good akhlaq. Having a share in going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a share in sitting in talim. So like that, different options that Allah ta'ala is giving, and the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, are the ones who want to see how I can participate in every meal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering in terms of doing good deeds. That's how we should actually look at it. So this bab, this chapter that has been brought, is to show us that Allah ta'ala has given us so many different options of doing good. It is only an intelligent person that will want to participate in every one that now is being presented. قال الله تعالى وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah Ta'ala is well aware of the good deeds that you do. وقال تعالى وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is aware of whatever good deed you do. Whatever you do, don't think that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not aware of it. It doesn't matter how small it is, or it doesn't matter how big it is. The fact that you are doing it, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Therefore, a person should never think that there's some need for me to video this thing. Unfortunately, it's become a new trend now to video it, to record it, to send it around, to put it on Instagram, to put it on social media. Absolutely no need. What did Allah ta'ala say? وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. It doesn't matter what amount of good, whether it is small or big, Allah is aware of it. There's no need for anybody to put it on the social media. The moment that is done, the goodness of it is lost. And also a person is getting guna, because very often it's got pictures of faces on it. And we know videos of anybody's faces, any animate objects is completely haram. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. Let us do it. Therefore Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, to do a good deed and take that good deed and throw it into the ocean. One day on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will take it out and Allah will show you. But when you do a good deed and you put it and you splash it and you market it, person is losing everything. How often you find Qurbani time, people are slaughtering animals or people are buying animals and they're showing everyone. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't need to show anyone. Sometimes people are going for Hajj and Umrah, they're doing Tawaf now, they're sending those videos around. There's absolutely no need. Whatever a person does, he does it for the sake of Allah. Therefore, Hazrat said, take it and throw it in the ocean, and when people do good deeds or show ihsan to you, then those things you remember it, and those things you keep it in front of you, that this person has showed me so much of kindness. So those are the things you keep in front of you, but not whatever good deed you do. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever does a good deed, he does it for his own benefit. In other words, the person is doing good, he's doing it for himself. He shouldn't think that I'm benefiting others and I'm doing good for others. He should think that I'm benefiting myself. Allah Ta'ala is giving me the tawfiq to help somebody else. Allah Ta'ala is giving me a tawfiq to do something. It is only for myself. Allah Ta'ala is not benefiting by me doing. If the whole world gets together, we did it in the previous hadith, and they all praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't increase the status of Allah Ta'ala at all. And if the whole world and everyone gets together, all the jinnat, all mankind, and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't decrease the status of Allah Ta'ala at all. So whatever good a person does, he's doing it for himself. This is the one hadith, and he will terminate. عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي الأعمال أفضل قال الإيمان بالله والجهاد في سبيله قلت أي الرقاب أفضل قال أنفسها عند أهلها وأكثرها ثمنا قلت فإن لم أفعل قال تعين صانعا أو تصنع لأخرق قلت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن ضعفت عن بعض العمل قال تكف شرك عن الناس فإنها صدقة منك على نفسك متفق عليه. This hadith is showing us just a few of the variety of good deeds that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for a person, Allah Ta'ala has given for people to do. Hazrat Abu Dharr Jundub ibn Junada radiallahu anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-Imanu billah, belief in Allah and waging jihad in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I asked, then he mentions that I asked the freeing of which slave earns the most reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a slave who is considered to be the most expensive by his masters and the one who is the highest, the slave that is considered to be the most valuable by his master and one who is the highest in price. I asked, what if I am unable to do this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, help a laborer or work for a person who is unable to work for himself. Help a laborer or do some work for a person who is unable to help himself. In other words, if you can't do anything, you can't free a slave, a person can't go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what he should do, tu'inu sani'an, somebody is doing some work, go and assist him to do that work. O tasna'u li akhraq, help a person who is unable to work for himself. Help somebody, a person doesn't have, for example, is an old person. Now their house, you can see, needs some painting. And they don't have the skill, they don't have the ability, it's difficult for them to get somebody. Go and help them and get their house painted. This one is one example. Or some person needs to go to the doctor. Take that person to the doctor. You're doing a simple thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, this is also an avenue of sadaqah. This is one assortment that Allah Ta'ala is giving you just to help somebody who can't help himself. And even if a person doesn't, is not in a position to help somebody. Say he doesn't have hands, he doesn't have legs. He may think that I'm not in a position. Allah Ta'ala has given him a tongue. He can even advise somebody. He can teach somebody one surah. He can give some advice. He can give some counsel. Or if a person can't even speak, Allah Ta'ala has given him an ear. Allah has given him ears. He can listen to somebody's problems. Just to listen to somebody's problems with the niyat of easing that person's problems is also sawab. So you see how many different types of good deeds Allah Ta'ala has made. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O tasna'u li akhraq, help a person who is unable to do that work himself. Do something to help people. And then the sahabi said, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I become too weak to do anything? I'm unable to do anything. I can't do anything. Then what good deed is there for me to do? See how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him. Restrain your evil from others. Don't let people be hurt by you. Just refrain yourself from hurting others. This will be charity from your side and it will be for your benefit. You haven't done anything to assist anybody. At least just save people from your harm. Don't let anybody be harmed by your tongue. Be harmed by your actions, be harmed by your ways, be harmed in any way from yourself, by your hands, etc. Don't let anybody be harmed. You're saving people from your evil, your gestures and your ways, everything, you're saving people. This also is considered a charity and this will also be of benefit to you. See how many different forms of charities and good deeds a person has. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.